expectation, 6th of February, patient Ida, E-D-A, Von, V-O-N, Gerichten, G-E-R-I-C-H-T-E-N, date of birth 9/7/1931. Ida von Gerichten has been seen at the office for many years, per paragraph. Previous diagnosis. Number one, type 1 diabetes, comma 2, insulin pump therapy. Number 3, coronary artery disease with stent placement. Number 4, peripheral vascular occlusive disease. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Number 6, dementia, per paragraph. Current medications, colon, difficult to determine, but her last insulin orders were Traceba 10 units at breakfast and 10 units at bedtime, and Lispro 4 units 3 times a day before each meal at the assisted living center where she resides. Per paragraph, there have been problems with monitoring her blood sugars in the assisted living facility, and also a number of attendances at the ER because of hypoglycemia and erratic blood sugars, per paragraph. She was last seen in this office on December 9, 2024, at which point her blood sugars, she did not have any blood sugar recordings to review and did not appear to be cognizant of what was happening with regards to her blood sugar regulation, per paragraph. General review was otherwise a remarkable paragraph on examination. Blood pressure 130 over 70, comma, weight 127 pounds of BMI is 21, per paragraph. Other medications include carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams twice daily, comma, Hemdur, 30 milligrams, one tablet daily, comma, Losartan, 50 milligrams daily, comma, Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams daily, per paragraph. On examination, systems review was otherwise unremarkable, per paragraph. On examination, her appearance was normal, per the thyroid gland was not enlarged, but the heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral exam was intact, per paragraph. The hemoglobin A1C was 10.7%, comma, indicating extremely poor control of her sugars, per paragraph. Impression, type 1 diabetes with suboptimal control secondary to multiple factors, including difficulty in monitoring sugars as well as dementia, period. She also has significant weight loss over the last year, and her insulin requirements may be less than at the present time, per paragraph. Clearly, comma, she will require close monitoring of her sugars and adjustments made to her program on a frequent basis, per paragraph. As I retire in the near future, comma, she would require follow-up with a new endocrinologist, comma, assuming that she can travel from the assisted living facility to the physician's office, per paragraph, in a dictation.